Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
As it looks to go head-to-head with Facebook and Google, Snap tries to beef up marketing, and it's got a new ad strategy to prove it.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Snap has announced new tools to help a broader base of marketers quickly buy ads on Snapchat, an important step in its ultimate goal to rival its online competition, behemoths such as Facebook and Alphabet's Google. Since going public, Snap is pulling out all the stops trying to prove itself as a company. Snapchat Ad Manager, the latest tool it plans to utilize. Here with the very latest on the Snap front is the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, patching in from the Wall Street Journal's San Francisco Bureau. Hi, Georgia.
Hey.
So this new self-service product, it's called Snapchat Ad Manager. So how would advertisers utilize this? How would this tool work for them?
So it's a tool that they can use to log on and buy ads on Snap and any of Snap's form factors for ads, like videos, for example. And right now they can apply to be included in it. But starting in June, anyone can buy an ad on it.
Why is this preferred over the previous business model? What's different about it moving forward?
So this lowers the bar tremendously for getting an ad on Snap, particularly for small and medium-sized businesses that previously would have had to go through the Snapchat sales team or through one of Snap's ad partners. This removes the friction because they can just log on and buy it directly there.
Have they tested the waters at all? Have brands been able to try out the ad manager? And what kinds of brands is Snap looking to work with?
Yeah, so Snap tested this ad manager with more than 20 brands, including movie ticketing app Atom Tickets.
Okay.
And part of the reason for Snap to do this is that there's a huge universe of small and medium-sized companies that want to advertise online and on apps. And previously, if they only wanted to buy like a really small allotment of ads, it's not very efficient if they have to go through the salesperson and make a pitch and then close a deal. And this way, they can just like buy it automatically. So it just makes it a lot more efficient and ultimately profitable for Snap.
Mm-hmm. What kind of track record do these kinds of tools have? Have other companies been successful with a similar operation?
Mm-hmm. No, these tools have been huge in helping propel like mammoth online advertising businesses for companies like Google and Facebook, and they're really the biggies in this industry.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells about Snap's new ad tools and its marketing prospects as it tries to grow as a company. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So it's probably worth noting with a reminder that nearly all of Snap's revenue comes from advertising. So ad revenue growth must kind of be its be-all and end-all as far as priorities go right about now.
For sure, because Snap reports first quarter earnings for the first time since becoming a public company. And there will be Snap will be under tremendous pressure to show revenue growth. And because, like you said, their revenue comes from advertising, increasing their ability to make money on ads is really it can't be emphasized how important that is for their business.
Yeah, they're pulling out all the stops here. Georgia Wells, thank you as always for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on Georgia Wells' coverage of the tech industry, check out WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.